welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2003. This is issue number 217, starting our 18th year of the DX Audio Service, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number 419-228-6223. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv@nrcdxas.org. If you live in the United States of America and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and in Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you would like to subscribe, make your checks payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member and sign up or renew using our PayPal credit card system. Well, let's switch it over to Trumbull County and Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine, with a reminder that I accept email at jerry@nrcdxas.org. Reference number 557 starts with these call letter changes. 1170 KOWO Waseca, Minnesota becomes KOWZ. 1240, a new station in Redmond, Oregon will be KRDM. 1370 KMDR Pearl City, Hawaii becomes KJPN. 1470 WPAO in Farrell, Pennsylvania becomes WLOA. This station was silent for about a week. It's back on already now with EWTN programming. And on 1520, WGAM in Greenfield, Massachusetts returns to WIZZ. Three new stations were applied for. Some of these, of course, compete with existing applications. 670 in Las Vegas, Nevada, 790 in Winchester, Nevada, and 830 in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Some new stations have been granted on 650 in Matastiq, Michigan. 30,000 watts daytime, 212 watts at night, different directional patterns day and night. 770 in Nassau Village-Ratliff, Florida, 50,000 day, 410 night, different patterns day and night. No one has been able to locate an entity called Nassau Village on any map so far. There is a Nassauville near Ratliff in the Jacksonville area. Perhaps this is an FCC typo. 1170 in Bend, Oregon. There'll be 50,000 watts in the daytime, 550 at night with separate patterns. And on 1570 in Wintersville, North Carolina, 3,800 daytime, 200 nighttime, non-directional. One application of interest on 910 WFDF in Flint, Michigan has applied to raise their daytime power to 50,000 watts and relocate a daytime transmitter nearly 50 miles from their city of license. As a matter of fact, that would place this new 50-kilowatt transmitter very close to the Detroit metro market. One grant of interest on 1390 WZAR in Rogers, Arkansas. They go full-time by adding 30 watts non-directional at night. In otherness on 640, application for a new station in Houghton, Michigan has been dismissed by the FCC. 890, an application for a new station in Winter Springs, Florida also has been dismissed. 920 KWYS, West Yellowstone, Montana has gone silent. 1020 KAXX in Eagle River, Alaska also has gone silent. 1150 KCUV in Inglewood, Colorado is silent for technical upgrades in preparation for moving KNRC there from its frequency of 1510 in about 2 months. So far, no word on what will happen to the 1510 facility. 1160 WYNS, Lee Heighton, Pennsylvania. This silent station expected to return to the air soon and will relay WEEX, the 1230 station in Easton, Pennsylvania. That may have already transpired by the time this tape reaches you. 1270 KFCC, that controversial station in Bay City, Texas, that call has been canceled and the license has been deleted. On 1370 KJJL, Cheyenne, Wyoming, their application to move to 1380 has been dismissed. 1480 WISL, Shamokin, Pennsylvania was on for a while. They're silent once again. 1510 KAGY, Port Sulphur, Louisiana. This silent station is on the air. They are presently relaying the audio from KMRC, the 1340 station in Morgan City, Louisiana. And on 1520 WLKM in Three Rivers, Michigan, they have moved here from their former frequency of 1510. Moving on to reference number 558, these call letter changes. 790 WTNC Thomasville, North Carolina becomes WIST. Boy, that call's been all over the map in North Carolina. 1350 KXCD in Duncan, Oklahoma becomes KPNS. 1400 WBZV in Loretto, Pennsylvania becomes WWGE. 1560 KWCO in Chickasha, Oklahoma becomes KOCY. And up in the X-band on 1640 KPBC, Lake Oswego, Oregon becomes KDZR. Some applications for new stations on 740 in Queens, New York. This will actually be a synchronous transmitter for WGMS out on Long Island with an antenna that amounts to 24 feet in height. 740 in Fargo, North Dakota, and 1100 in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Two new stations were granted, 700 in Wiley, Texas, 250 watts day and night with separate patterns, and on 1200 in Kingston, New York, 2000 day, 400 night, also separate patterns. Of interest in the application column on 710 KTIM in San Rafael, California, would like to change their city of license to Piedmont, California. And under otherness on 870 WINU, Shelbyville, Illinois, they have now moved here from their former frequency of 1560. 960 WPRT, Prestonburg, Kentucky is silent. 1130 KHTH, Dillon, Colorado also silent. 1340 WNZS in VZ, Maine. This brand new station is on the air. They're running a news format. 1360 WHJC in Mattawan, West Virginia has also returned to the air. 1370 WWLG Pikesville, Maryland has gone silent, according to monitoring. 1450 WPAM Pottsville, Pennsylvania back on the air. 1530 WMBE in Chilton, Wisconsin. Their application to move down the dial to 650 has been dismissed. And on 1680 KTFH in Seattle, Washington, this brand new station is now on the air with a nationalities format. And that's a wrap for the April edition. We'll see you next month with more stuff from the broadcast band. Let's head way south now. Here's John Bowker.
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. I want to start today by acknowledging some outstanding work by Garrett Wolman of the Boston Radio Archives. Garrett sorted through I don't know how many recordings in his collection and made up two delightful CDs of station breaks from all over New England and a few other places. Just a terrific collection for the travelogue. And then a day or two later, our constant contributor Scott Fibers sent us a CD with selections from his many fruitful trips around the country. We're going to be hearing most of those starting today and for the next month or two. So, oh, in fact, bless your heart, Scott. He included the missing ID from the state of Maine that I've been mentioning the last couple of months. Listen to this gem that was recorded by Scott with his dial set at 780.
AM 1240, WCNN, Lewiston, WKTQ, South Paris, WTME, Rumford, a service of the Gleason Radio Group.
So finally, we have 780 in Rumford, Maine. We've been looking for that for a long time. I'll tell you something else Scott did for us. He brought us up to date with a recording of WQXI in Atlanta. So if you're tuning around 790 some evening, this is more likely what you'd expect to hear from Atlanta.
This is WQXI Atlanta 790, The Zone, a Big League Broadcasting Company.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. and it's time for the top headlines at the top of the hour here on Atlanta Sports Leader 790, The Zone.
So thanks very much, Scott. And if anyone else has any contribution that we might use on the travelogue, I'm going to give you my mailing address. You can send recordings of virtually any kind, any medium, on cassette, CD, whatever, a mini disc even, to John Bowker, and I spell my name B-O-W-K-E-R, and my address is P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. Well, good. That brings us up to the moment, I believe. And, okay, let's get back to the 790 dial position. Let's see, we left off last month with the southernmost 790 transmitter in Georgia, so that will bring us today to the Sunshine State. And as luck would have it, we have a most interesting station to start with here, down in Mike Lance and Tony Simon's territory. We should start, really, by going back to 1950. That's when a station called WMBM was in Miami Beach. It occupied the 800 dial position for a time before moving down one notch to the regional channel of 790. Of course, they did that so they could get more night power authorized. And then during the mid-1960s, they changed their call letters to WFUN. There's a set of letters written all over the country. I guess it's up in Ohio now, right, in Ashtabula? And I am sorry we hadn't arrived on the scene that early in Miami. So our sound bites will begin when they began IDing as South Miami. And it switched to WNWS. That was standing for the NBC News and Information Network. As we begin the April 2003 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
79 WNWS, South Miami, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. The news station you can talk to.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm John Delmont.
And by 1993, this is what Mike Lance caught for us.
You're hearing 790 Memories, WMRZ South Miami. Now it's time to return to your program host, Sandy Payton. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please call 930-0790.
And welcome back. Open phones, plenty of time to get to plenty of things, and I hope you'll continue to join in.
And then in 2002, our new friend Tony Simon sent us this latest change in the 790 dial position in Miami.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Waxy 790, a Jefferson Pilot communication station.
WAXY.
Radio Peace, bringing the good news to South Florida and the Caribbean.
So that's a wrap on the southern end of this huge state, but wait, there's still more at 790 in Florida, and one station is located almost exactly in the middle of the peninsula.
WLBE, Pittsburgh, Houston.
And our WLBE time, 6 o'clock.
NBC News, I'm Ann Taylor.
All right, Ann. And finally, way out on the western tip of the Florida Panhandle, out in the central time zone, lies Pensacola.
This is CNN Headline News Radio. Around the world in 30 minutes on AM 790, WSWL Pensacola. It's 4 o'clock.
Now, that recording is from 1994, and they've changed their call sign to WPNN since then. Maybe we'll be able to get a newer air check on 790 in Pensacola on our way home to Tampa from the National Radio Club Convention in Dallas this September. We'll have more about that, of course, later on. We're going to move up into Alabama next with our radio dial glued to 790. I should warn you that this next station operates with 36 watts at night, so maybe they won't be a DX target for too many of us.
Alabama's solid gold soul station, WTSK Tuscaloosa.
Classical hit from the 60s and 70s.
Here we go. It's another hour of solid gold soul. We don't have to lay low anymore.
Okay, you should.
Jerry,
and that's going to bring us up to the east side of the Mississippi River and to the broadcasting pioneer of the Mid-South, as they once called themselves in 1946 in an advertisement I have right here.
You can learn all about them by calling 1-800-US-TOMS. But sugar, I'm sure you already knew that.
WMC Memphis, News Talk 79. Likely that Syria will take part in negotiations with Israel Sunday in Madrid.
Now, what you just heard is what we recorded on WMC. Now, let's face it, WMC is a fine, great radio station, always has been, but they sure screwed up on the one chance they had to make it to the travelogue, I'll have to say. Oh, boy. Now, admittedly, this next recording was made on a Sunday morning, but I see from the NRC log that their usual format is a mix of country and western and gospel music. Rather interesting mix, I would say.
We are WQSB, Ashland City, Tennessee. WQSB now brings you the Sunday morning service from the sanctuary of the First Methodist Church of Ashland City.
Okay, now, way over in the northeastern tip of Tennessee is Johnson City. So let's tune into their Voice of Prophecy radio station.
WETV, Johnson City, Bristol, Kingsport.
That's all we kept of Johnson City. And now we come to a sequence of call letter changes of a major metropolitan station, 790, in Louisville. It's had a bunch of formats and growth patterns over the years. Let's start with WAKY in 1975, and then in 1989 they were WVEZ. Then in 1994 they became WWKY. We'll hear all three of those now.
Well, are you ready to do it again this hour? Music coming your way from Steve Winwood, the Beatles, Brooks Benton, and the Beach Boys.
90, WAKY, Louisville.
Light and easygoing favorites from the 60s, 70s, and today on 107 FM, AM 79, WZEZ FM and AM, Louisville.
And Susan Pass and I will be there with our guests to give you the latest travel information. That's every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Mall St. Matthews with Travel Beat and AM 790, WWKY, Louisville's only talk radio station.
The Gene Burns Program.
And that cut was provided by the treasurer of the National Radio Club, Dick Truax. He lives in Louisville. And speaking of contributors, this most recent recording of 790 in Louisville is just another gem from Scott Feibusch.
Wheel Sports Radio for real sports fans. Clear Channel WXXA Louisville is Extra Sports 790. Fox Sports Update.
Up into Central Ohio now, into Licking County.
It's 10 o'clock. Have yourself a very good weekend at Rural Country 790 WHTH, Heath, Newark.
You know, Fred spends a lot of time in what is called the thumb part of Michigan. If you look at it, it looks like a glove. And so, quite logically, it was he who made this next recording for the travelogue.
That's the latest from our direct line to Dow Jones and Company on 79 WSGW Saginaw Bay City, your station for the secret city.
Well done, Fred. Here's a 500 water in west central Illinois. At night, the station uses 59 watts.
This is WRMS, AM and FM, Beardstown, Rushville, Mount Sterling.
Welfare, as we know it, will be ended. I'm John Bascom, and President Clinton says he'll sign that third welfare reform bill.
Okay. Well, we're going to move up into Paul Bunyan country next, and I clearly remember the day I went out in a car in the pouring rain, drove from Baraboo, where our motorhome was parked, up to Eau Claire to pick this station up.
WEAQ, Eau Claire.
Good morning, this is Ed Moore. 8 o'clock, it's sunny, 7 degrees at Eau Claire. It'll be partly sunny today with a high of about 19. A complete AccuWeather forecast coming up in a few minutes.
Nice voice, love that. And last year, this next ID came in from Mark Durenberger.
You're listening to the Talk of the Valley. News Talk 790 WAYY. Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
News. I'm Doug Limerick.
Now, in fairness to Mark, that was recorded from some distance, but you know he has some wonderful antennas, so he's capable of putting out some real digital formatted station breaks, and they sound great. Okay, now this next station in Arkansas uses the word KERM as its slogan, and I would be grateful to anyone who can tell me the meaning of KERM, particularly in Arkansas. Oh, and on their website, they list 16 different sports teams that they feature on their broadcasts. So anyway, here's KURM, KERM, in Rogers, Arkansas.
You've been listening to The Party Line, KERM's sounding board to Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
This is KERM, KURM, Rogers, Springdale, and Bentonville.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Shortly before President Bush is expected to use a UN General Assembly speech to sternly warn Iraq.
And as we move south and west in Arkansas, we come to that city named for three states, Texarkana, although it's really nowhere near Louisiana.
If you like your music sweet or hot, tango, foxtrot, rumba, waltz, or bop, dial.
K-O-S-Y.
If you like your music soft and sweet. Low down blues that make you stomp your feet. Dial
KOSY. New tunes, old tunes,
hit tunes,
sweet and gentle,
his tunes,
her tunes,
strictly sentimental, cozy, 790-KOSY, 790 on your dial.
In Texarkana.
Nice touch. Okay. K-O-S-Y, cozy. I guess it beats Kerm, but let's wrap up this month's travelogue in Space City, Texas. Sun John picked this up for us in 1993.
KKDQ-FM, Pasadena.
KKDQ, Houston.
The new 93Q Country. Houston's fresh country hit.
93Q Country.
And Dale Hamm nabbed this recording for us just 18 months ago.
You're listening to Unforgettable 790 KBME Houston, a service of Clear Channel Communications. Tell a friend that you spend your midday with the best music ever. Unforgettable 790 KBME.
Well, that's going to do it for this month on the Travelogue. We'll pick up next time and tell you some more stories about 790 stations we pass by. Thanks to all the contributors of IDs we heard today, and now with an appropriate delay caused by multi-hop satellite links, I guess, here's Mark Durenberger.
Mark Durenberger here with part two of our Clear Channel band scan. We're located on the Kaibab Plateau in Jacob Lake, Arizona, the north entrance to the north rim of the Grand Canyon, which is closed until probably mid-May. That's when the season starts here. There's still snow around. We're sitting among some 100-foot tall ponderosa pine and listening to the wind whistling through the trees as we check the radios to see what signals are whistling through the clear channels, the former clears, the 1A and 1B channels, as heard here in northern Arizona on this mid-April night in 2002. Let's get back to work. 890. Reorient the loop. And I'm pointing it toward St. George, Utah. We also have some Spanish in here, don't we?
Question, what's your name? Tower Bridge. We've got to
And I'm turning it now to see if I can find something else.
So, we have some perfect names tested for we offer
no, that's all we're going to do is St. George, Utah. 880, we are going to hear the station in New Mexico. Se Bonito is how I pronounce it, but that's not how they pronounce it. That's the Christian music. In the background, you're hearing KRVN in Lexington. ...870 out here. Well, we are a matter of 100 and some miles from the North Las Vegas Laughlin operation on 870. Let's go to 850. I think we'll have a easy one here. Denver
yes,
still
I'm at
holding
message,
sway.
M. Drudge,
my
and
goodness.
The AOL Time Warner instant message machine, if you feel like it, if and when.
All meantime, right, let's go to 840.
But it was the dynamic of not only losing her mother, but it's the stress from the network, from the studio, and not knowing where any of this is going. And giving it your all, and you know, times are tough.
And there you are, North Las Vegas,
and
Nevada.
Nothing sure in this life, nothing.
Let's see what 8:30 does tonight.
And some of our kids didn't want to go.
Now we've got Tucson and Minneapolis mixed together here. And I can favor one or the other. down to 820.
Five Bush, every last one of them. So, you know, you got to look at this and wonder, are you setting him up? Because I know my reaction when
I have to tune this to
top of the last hour.
Copy Dallas with the knee.
It certainly isn't the message
signal
we got
strength.
This weekend in his radio address.
And if I tune it
about
sideways, listen to that. The reason that that's so spectacular, we are not that far from Dallas, Texas, in 50 kilowatts. Let me turn it back from Mexicali to Dallas.
You know, trying to under the Clinton budget.
This isn't the budget. We're under the Clinton glow. I mean, if I see one more kid having oral sex.
There's WBAP fighting for its life in northern Arizona. Isn't that something?
The
station that used to have this territory all for itself. Let's see what we can find on 810 tonight. Well, KGO. Ace this antenna in toward the west. We're fighting some Spanish. KGO signal up and down the west coast has a bit of coverage, predicted coverage over northern Arizona, according to the night pattern book. But we're so close to the border that I guess we should expect some interference. Okay, let's go to 780. And, boy, we got all kinds of noise in there tonight, interference. I think there's a station in Sedona, Arizona, that is doing just enough damage tonight to wipe out Reno, which might normally be in here. This is another former 1A clear. And I think if we stay with this, we'll hear Reno. And I know we're hearing some Sedona in there as well. As we go down to 770.
It's a very slippery slope.
Oh, there's a toughie.
I hope somewhere...
It's practically next door, and we are in the major lobe of KKOB in Albuquerque. We're also, or should be, close enough to San Diego to be able to copy KFMB.
What a brilliant idea to send a trained horse.
Along with some sideband interference, Mark Dernberger here, and we're in Jacob Lake, Arizona, bringing you another clear channel band scan just to see what's on the clears on this, in this case, this April night of 2002. We're scanning the band just to see what's happening. A snapshot in sound. We make no apologies for what we hear, and we do occasionally lament the passing of what were once clear channel audio services, but this is the way it is, and this is what we have to deal with. Let's go to 750.
I know his shoulder's been bothering him and stuff.
KOL in Price, Utah. And if I turn it. We're hearing El Paso, Texas. Let me put it back in the direction of Price, Utah. Let's see what these loops can do. We're using the Kiwa Air Corps loop. And it is just a super loop for canceling out other interference. It's one of those nights that's perfectly quiet. We've got a clear sky. It's chilly. We got a mild wind up here on the Kaibab Plateau. But reception is great. In fact, just like way too many stars, we've got way too many stations.
You know, Rikkyo and Morishima, they did some damage, but...
720 will be KDWN in Vegas after we get rid of the Spanish. Let's try the Spanish first. We point the antenna due south, and now let's look toward Las Vegas. And we've got a little interference from the microprocessor in the mini disc. And that's about the best we're going to do with KDWN in Las Vegas. Let's drop to what is becoming a graveyard, 710. Who knows what we're going to find here? And who would the oldies station be? Let's see if we can find out who this is. Helpful. All right, we're going to put our money in the night pattern book on Black Canyon City, Arizona, as being the nearest signal. And the other one, of course, would be KNUS in Denver, which also pipes a lot of signal in this direction, but they are a news format. Let's see if we can favor Denver over Arizona. And you can hear it back there. 700. That is KWLW in Salt Lake City, North Salt Lake City. Now it's time to call home. You know it wasn't all my fault. You cheated too, but you were never caught. Boy, we've had some clear signals tonight. Let's try 680. And, aim our antenna toward San Francisco.
The people that's actually listening. Our goal here on the post-game locker room show is never to aspire
for
to a high level
KNBR.
Established by our guests. Greg Ambrosius of ESPN.com. And, also,
how about 670? Let's see if Boise still comes in down here.
Whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. That is not true. He did not bring a Gentile into the temple. That is a false accusation.
Okay, that's KLT, or KLTT, Thornton, Denver, Colorado.
So powerful in the religion of the Jews, anybody that would enter in...
660, and you can already hear a bit of sidebands, not very far from here, 660 with 50 kilowatts from Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo station. We're in the major lobe of 660, protecting New York City. Let's drop down to 650, where we hear the remnants of Manti, Utah, as well as a signal from Wyoming. It just shows to go you what another former 1A clear has been made to sound like here in the West. Speaking of the West, the primary service in the West is from KFI on 640, and that's where we end our band scan.
Food Talk with Melinda Lee.
Jacket.
Melinda Lee.
I think of you often, darling.
On KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Now we're going to drop, we're going to go back and forth between 1180 and 1190 just to see if we can grab them both here at ID time.
Call them now.
And fill in those two gaps.
For me.
Well, there's KOFI in Kalispell. Let's go to 1190.
Is the new talk 1190?
She tells me of the kisses.
Granted. I blew that one, didn't I? Well, we got one anyway. It's new talk 1190. Well,
and the pale blue one does pirouette.
We'll give it a try here. Maybe we'll get a legal ID. Hang in there with us.
Her every side. The sky blue one lands on her tongue as soft as a snowflake, and the ivory white one.
All right, we give up. 19 commercials and a public service announcement later. It's 10 after the hour. And we give up on 1190, as we had to on a few others as well. We're on the Kaibab Plateau. We're actually at Jacob Lake, Arizona, at the entrance to the north rim of the Grand Canyon, which is closed until about mid-May. Interestingly enough, my friends and I found a dirt road bypass that gets you past the gates onto Highway 67 and takes you down toward the north rim. But when we turned around because it was getting dark and we headed back here, we found out from the innkeeper here at the Jacob Lake Inn that had we been stopped on that road, we would have paid a $500 fine for being in there on the other side of the gate. So that was some almost excitement that didn't happen. Radio was almost exciting tonight, and we heard a few stations we didn't expect. The clear channels, of course, are as mangled as ever, but we also got a few very strong, solid 10 LED-type signals here tonight using the 2010 and our Kiwa AirCore loop. Mark Dernberger on the road again for the DX Audio Service. We'll be back again next month with another DX Audio Service clear channel band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
And welcome back to Camp Asalia in Doha, Qatar. And, of course, one of the ways you can tell that the war with Iraq is approaching and getting nearer is that the war of words has escalated. U.S. forces are conducting psychological operations, dropping leaflets, and increasing radio broadcasts to the people of Iraq. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell is here now to talk about those special ops units and their mission. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Psych Ops is the nickname for these groups, and the missions they've been accomplishing have been intensifying in the last few days. Now, officials here say it's not quite as mysterious as the name may sound, and they claim it could save thousands of lives on both sides because the missions send out early warning, warnings that have been growing more serious day by day. A secret mission now flying over Iraq known as Commando Solo. Its target, an audience.
Right now we're broadcasting 5 hours every evening.
The U.S. Air Force and Air National Guard running a radio station in the sky. The 193rd Special Operations Wing likes to call it a weapon of mass persuasion.
Our work primarily has been preparing the battlefield, letting the people know that we have no fight with them.
Flight level 35.
An 11-member crew sends frequencies from the back of a 40-year-old specially fitted plane, an EC-130E. The aircraft so heavy with broadcast equipment, it requires refueling in the air. More than 100 missions so far that send AM, FM, and shortwave broadcasts in Arabic into Iraq. A mix of popular local music.
We want the people to be entertained because that's going to keep their attention.
Focused so they can hear the real message, U.S. policy delivered as news and information. One example, translated to English, Saddam is exploiting his own citizens for his own ambitions and safety. How can any Iraqi citizen support Saddam when he has no concern for the welfare of his people? Even President Bush's address was transmitted in Arabic.
Many Iraqis can hear me tonight in a translated radio broadcast.
Along with the radio broadcast, separate military missions fly over Iraq, dropping leaflets. More than 12 million so far this year. The messages are written in both English and Arabic, directing the Iraqi people to radio frequencies and offering instructions. The latest messages tell civilians how to protect themselves and also provide an Iraqi soldier's guide to giving up.
Telling the Iraqi military what to do, what not to do, stay in the confines of their quarters when we come, if we come, etc.
The Commando Solo team says it can't really gauge the effectiveness of its missions until all the fighting is over. But Matt, they look back to the Gulf War when they say there were thousands of Iraqi soldiers who surrendered with leaflets in hand and talking about the radio broadcast. And the leaflet drops are continuing. There have been a couple of million just today.
So they think the message works and gets across.
They believe it can save lives.
All right, Kelly O'Donnell, thanks very much. I know we'll be checking with you an awful lot in the next couple of days.
And I'd like to thank the folks at NBC News Channel for allowing us to use that audio from the Today Show on NBC. And if you haven't already heard, the two frequencies in the AM band are at 693 kHz and 756 kHz. Of course, that's a split frequency due to 9 kHz spacing over in Europe. So you'll have to kind of fight to try to get those here in the States. Also, they have two frequencies on shortwave, 9715 and 11292 kilohertz in the shortwave band. And if you'd like to read what they are saying on the air, you can go to www.psychwarrior.com. That's PSYWARRIOR.com and read a little bit about what they're saying to the folks over in Iraq. Now here's Ken Onischuk.
Hello again, the Xers. Ken Honest Chuck here. And for those of you in other parts of the country outside the Midwest who have not heard Ernie Harwell before he retired, I give you an inning from WKZO in Kalamazoo, Michigan, my closest affiliate. If anybody has anything on Lon Simmons, who just retired recently, I'd like to hear that also. So here's Ernie Harwell describing the White Sox in Detroit in September 2002.
Ernie Harwell ready to go to work. Jose looks in to get his time. Runners at second and third in a tie game, 8-8. He takes the ball low. That one's blocked out in front by Rivera. It hit about a foot in front of the plate.
Well, you better believe Michael's ready now, because that's three or four pitches in the dirt, a couple wild pitches, and a couple other balls that he's had to block. That was a very good job to save the run.
Yankees have beaten Toronto in New York. That final is in New York 9, Toronto 2. Tampa Bay adds Baltimore 2-1 at Tampa Bay. Minnesota leading Cleveland the 8-4-2. Now the set and the pitch. He backs him off, and he sits down, getting away from Memphis. 2-0 on the Valentin. Well, Boston's got a big lead in their first game against Kansas City. 12-2, Boston batting in the ninth at KC.
Now, Ernie, now they're not going to let him have a chance.
Yep, they're going to put him on. There's a ball three. Waiting on the fourth one. The next batter is scheduled to be Leaker. He's gone back to the dugout. Ball four, that will load the bases.
Now, that's about a normal daytime signal, because I cannot hear the Tigers at all at night from my location, and WXYT doesn't get out this far. Okay, I want to continue on. If any West Coast fans have anything from Lon Simmons they want to pass along, I'd appreciate that for my collection to share with others. Here at my address of 331 Pine Street, number 1, Joliet, J-O-L-I-E-T, Illinois, 60435. I anticipate moving in the near future. Here are some Air Award winners for Chicagoland that were given out in early November. I thought you'd be interested in. The Best Chicago Morning Show voted, believe it or not, went to a station up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. No Chicago station was voted good enough. Tom Keel and Joni Myers on WIIL 95.1 in Kenosha. The best morning show voted was Felicia Middlebrooks and Pat Cassidy on 780 WBBM. And the best midday show on their FM 96.3 with Brian Middleton. The best midday program voted, believe it or not, on 1450 WVON, The Party's Over, Assassination of Fred Hampton by Monique Carradine. The afternoon show music voted Tony Richards and the V-Crew on 102.7 WVAZ. And the same afternoon show, News Talk Personality Sports, Ken Herrera, David Rowe on 780 WBBM. The best evening or overnight music program, 107.5 WGCI got the vote, Mike Love and Victor the Diz Blackfoot on Bad Boy Radio. Evening overnight show, 890 WLS, Eileen Byrne for her toughest interview, My Best Friend for Vibes, September the 11th. Long form show, 1027 WVAZ, the 4th of July dance party. And short form, 1019 WTMX, licensed to Skokie, Retro 80s at 8 with Tanya Maher. Best music talent, WBBM 96.3, Ed Volkman and Joe Bohannon. Best talent, like him or not, The Mouth, Mike North, the former hot dog salesman who came to the station 10 years ago and is still there on 670 WSCR. Newscast, Ty Wansley and Al Whipple, the Crazy Howard McGee Show on WGCI 107.5. News reporter, wow, what a move from WMAQ to WBBM 780, Bob Roberts. Spot news coverage on 1000 WMVP, better known as ESPN Radio here, the death of Daryl Kyle in September. News series or features, WLS 890, For the Love of the Game. Traditional traffic reporter, Freak, as her nickname goes, on 101.1 WKQX, and non-traditional KC White on 107.5 WGCI. Sportscast, theme sports, David Kaplan on 720 WGN. Sports reporter, believe it or not, Cisco Cotto, and I've never heard the person, 890 WLS. Sports play-by-play, 720 WGN, Cubs beat Colorado. Team coverage of sports, WBBM 780, Bears versus Minnesota. Sports talk show, The Three Bears, 720 WGN. Sports public promotion, Ball in the Park, 93.1 WXRT. Public affairs programming, Grossology. That's different. 100.3 WNND. And at 7 a.m. on January 3rd, a new radio station signs on, 96.9 up in Zion, Illinois, by the Wisconsin state line. It's simulcast WDRV Chicago, classic hits and oldies rock station. And finally, Polnet Communications Chicago, which owns 1330 WKTA Evanston, 1030 WNVR Vernon Hills, has agreed to buy 1430 WEEF in Highland Park from Leviton Communications. And as of this date, I'm still waiting for 1580 KKD in Aurora, which simulcast 1590 in Evanston, to switch over to simulcast 1600 WCGO Chicago Heights with their adult standards. It hasn't happened to date, and I'm still checking every day. 1270 WWCA in Gary, Indiana is still silent. It's supposed to program EWTN, but it still hasn't returned to the air. So I'm waiting these things out, and I'll keep in touch with you. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again and listen again soon. Bye-bye now, friends.
Thanks, Ken. And before we flip over to side two of this tape, and I run in and get another cold tablet here to get rid of the coughs and sniffles, I need your help. Yes, I really do need your help to put together a feature that we're going to do on All Radio Magazine. And that's going to deal with the quality of AM radio. It's going to be a real interesting feature, and I think we're going to have fun doing it, because we're going to be talking to engineers in the business about what radio sounds like and what makes it sound good and what makes it sound bad. We're going to try to dispel some of the myths that AM radio sounds crappy all the time. We're also going to be doing some actual tests of transmitters and receivers here in the studio to show you the difference in processing bad antennas, bad receivers. And one thing we're going to be doing is recording propagation. To do this, we're going to be recording a certain song that's going to be played off a certain station at a certain time. And this is why we need DX Audio Service members to help out. Now, if you do help out and you record this for us and we can use it, I'll send you a WLIO St. Jude's Children Research Hospital Telethon t-shirt as my token of appreciation for your time. However, I can only accept pristine recordings. By this, I mean, please, I can't take any tapes that are recorded using a $29.95 cassette recorder that's leaned up against a GE Super Radio 3 that's sitting on the table with a bunch of background noise and people talking, TVs and stuff like that. It has to be a fairly pristine recording. To do that, you need a direct connection between your radio to your recording device. Now, I can take recordings in several different formats. CDs, MP3s, as long as they're 160 kbps or better. I can also take mini discs, cassettes, as long as they're not recycled NLS tapes or Kmart specials. They have to be very good quality cassettes. And I can still take reel-to-reels. I got a reel-to-reel machine around here still. So if you have any questions, you can contact me via email or give me a call, but it has to be a very pristine recording. Now, here's the details. We're going to be recording CHWO 740 in Toronto, Ontario, and special thanks go out to Brian Smith for helping us out with this project. We're going to be recording the song Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon, and it's going to be played on Wednesday, April 2nd, April 16th, and April 30th. and it's going to be aired between the hours of 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Now, if at all possible, start recording at 9 p.m. because what we need to do is need to get the whole song. If you, you know, start the recording about 15 seconds into the start, it really doesn't work well. So if at all possible, start recording before the song starts, say 9 p.m. or so. Now, if you record the entire hour and you want to just send me the snippet, that's fine. Just send me like the minute, starting the minute before the song and a minute after it. That's all I need. Okay, let's flip.
It's been a hard